This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right. It is time for Nan Cohen Total Talk. AI in insurance is a game changer for fraud detection and prevention. Analyzing massive amounts of data can pinpoint suspicious patterns and alert insurers to potential fraud in real time. It helps insurers mitigate risk, minimize financial losses, and maintain the integrity of their operations. We've got the guy who's all about integrity, Summer Obernauer, Obernauer Insurance. Nan Cohen begins another edition of Nan Cohen Total Talk. Good morning, Nan.
Good morning, buddy. How are you?
I am wonderful. So it's great to have you here. Summer's here. Marlene will be here within 20. And I know we have a lot to get to, so go right ahead.
Hey, Summer.
Good morning, Ms. Cohen.
As you always talk about, you can't control the weather, so you just got to slide that in there. So we got pounded with wind and rain. It was unbelievable.
Rob and I are sitting here talking. We figure you're just goofing off that you didn't want to come home and be with us. It's guy's day in the studio. I've got Balderado. I mean, it's nice.
Have at it, because I will make it back.
Okay.
Force me with us. But you had some really interesting conversation you wanted to get into, so I'm going to let you jump in with how AI is just affecting so many different segments. So I thought, well, you pulled that in, so let's run with it.
This was a result of just a bunch of education that this week. I try to do it, every month, every 6 weeks, you know, to see, hey, what's going on, you know, in the industry, what's going on, you know, in the world. I mean, we've talked about so much recently about, you know, the rise in costs, you know, for, you know, homeowners or for auto, you know, and the reasons behind that. And now I just wanted to take a couple minutes to talk about what the industry is trying to do to combat that. I mean, you can't combat, you know, when storms are coming, or I have no control when, you know, a customer is, you know, driving on 376 is in an accident. But AI, from what they say and from what I've seen, it's going to allow the industry to be a little bit more predictive and tailor the risk more towards the individual and the cost, then, as opposed to making just general statements about you know, the accident rate in Pittsburgh or the you know, the weather in McKees Rocks and what it's going to do and how it has an impact, you know, on insurance. It was just actually really fascinating to be able.
I got the part where you were saying about the fraud and efficiency and concerns, but I guess I'm not real sure. Maybe Rob understands. Where does it come in to help with the underwriting piece?
So, I mean, so you mentioned fraud. So that is a big part of it, especially with commercial, you know, with commercial insurance. And it is able to gather data about an individual and their history much more quickly to allow the underwriters to say, hey, this might be a good risk, this might not be a good risk. There's already information about the industry, oil and gas drilling, just pick one out of the air. Okay, we can look and see at the history and see, what the risk is, evaluate that. But let's take a look at Rob's company in the oil and gas industry over the last few months, weeks, years. What has he been doing? Is anything questionable? Or he's had a series of claims that deal with fraud. All of a sudden, there are people who have, you know, complained about these payments going through, or they've had a bunch of questionable investments, and information that just used to take quite a bit of time and research, now with the impact of AI, you know, allows underwriters to make a much quicker decision and hopefully a much smarter decision based on their ability to process tons and tons more of information than was previously able to do.
Gotcha. Well,
yeah.
It makes more sense now. Got it.
Yeah. So, as an agency, we don't have the ability or capabilities or the legality to go do the research ourselves, but it allows the companies that we are writing for to give us, you know, a much better, you know, prediction of, oh, is this going to be a profitable risk, or is this going to be a risk that's going to lose a bunch of money and that maybe we should insure it? So that's one thing. I mean, that's on the back end. That's the nerdy part. But how consumers are going to see it, it's even more interesting. We have seen examples and instances where, okay, Nan and Mel are in an accident driving back from the beach, and all of a sudden you're going to get a text. Oh, we've detected that your airbags went off in your car. Are you okay? Do you need us to send you, an ambulance, for you, or a tow truck? What's going on? Nan, we've just gotten notice that there is a weather event that is coming in through over Oakmont and Aspinwall. It's going to be coming to where you guys live in 4 or 5 minutes. You need to take cover. There have been, you know, terrible storms and wind damage, and, you know, this could be a life-threatening situation. And these are two examples of how insurance is going to evolve in the next few years to make it a much more one-on-one relationship with your insurance company, based upon you and not based upon, you know, the city of Pittsburgh or Allegheny County. This is where AI is going to allow us to go to.
All right, more with Summer Obernauer, Obernauer Insurance. Nan, tell everybody how they can get a hold of this man who definitely is all about integrity. Go ahead, please.
Well, there you go. It's obernauerinsuranceagency.com. That's O-B-E-R-N-A-U-E-R, insuranceagency.com. 412-489-6443, 412-489-6443.
Back with more of Nan Cohen Total Talk on a Sunday with your Pratt Pack at KDKA Radio. Only because it's your neck of the woods, you and Nan Cohen. I'm just going to let you give a little bit of a praise to Aspinwall, Oakmont. I was actually down there this past week, and I'd never been in downtown Aspinwall. And I was telling Summer, Nan, during the break, what a neat little town, Summer, Aspinwall.
Yeah, it's charming.
It is.
It's charming. And sometimes we'll go and just walk. You'll have dinner, then go walk through the neighborhoods. And the houses that they are redoing there that are probably from the 1910s, 1920s, people are flipping them. Just delightful.
Cornerstone Restaurant, had an enjoyable time, but I just thought I thought about you and Nan because of the Fox Chapel School District and what have you. So just a real enjoyable evening. So some good people down in Aspinwall. Nan, tell everybody why Summer Obernauer is here on Nan Cohen Total Talk.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was, before we left for vacation, it seems like this time of year always brings out the highlight for summer. I don't know what it is. People are out and about in the summer, and it's not so much on their minds, but man, turns to fall, they just start thinking about, you know, whether it's life insurance, their home, their auto. Seems more of a focus in the fall for some reason. And as I look at the trends that go around that support what summer does, your industry really starts ticking up around now, especially on life insurance.
Oh, especially on life insurance. September, happens to be National Life Insurance Month. Not that we don't focus on it 12 months a year, but there's a little bit more public awareness. And as we were just talking about AI a second ago, how in the future it's going to be much more tailored to you. They're taking a little bit of, of information, how life insurance tailors it to you. I mean, just in the last 3 weeks, Nan, I've written 4 life insurance policies from one end of the spectrum to the other. We had an older person who did not want to burden their kids, and they just wanted some final expense insurance, didn't want their kids to be, paying for this. We had a young couple that got married, and, they're living on 2 incomes, and they wanted, a type of mortgage protection. So if one of them passed away, the other could live, could live in the house and still have money to pay the bills, an income replacement. And a third person just had a baby. And again, they wanted, insurance not for the newborn, which, I mean, is available, whether that's worth it or not. I mean, that's a discussion to have based upon your, individual needs. But they wanted to be getting set up a 529 account for, for college and, something that the grandparents, could contribute to. And they're going to use life insurance to, to fund it. And as I say, 3 different people, 3 totally different needs, but, we were able to take care of them. And it just so happens it is National Life Insurance Month. I don't know that is what prompted these people. It was more life events. As you and I have talked about, ages and stages, different people, different ages, different stages in life, but we were able to take care of them. So that's part of what we do.
You're always on it. I know you're always looking out for your clients. You're looking out to help anybody that would have a need. If you need someone to look something over for you, you're just so gracious with your time with that. But I do want to tell everybody, because the question has been asked, super proud of Summer for coming out with his book, Before You Go. It's all about your plans, your wishes, your information. And some people share it and some people keep it close to their heart. But there was another run he had done, and that's going to take us through the fall. So if you would like a copy of Before You Go, all you have to do is call the office. They can mail you one. You can go online to his website, which is obenauerinsuranceagency.com. You can click there. You can have one sent to you. He'll send it to you any way you want it, but I think it's a very valuable tool. And, you're one of the best at doing what you did. You knew there was a need for this in the market, and we're lucky enough to have you right here in Pittsburgh to create this and have it available. And again, the big question is, Summer, what do you charge for it?
Nothing. It's free.
Zero.
Yeah,
yep.
Zero.
Yeah. So
but one other thing, Nan, because I know Rob's going to...
No, you've got like 4 minutes.
Oh, we have 4 minutes. Okay. It's also National Pet Insurance Month. And I don't know if people saw it a couple weeks ago. I did a Facebook Live with Cookie Cohen, and that's a lot of fun. That's a lot of fun, and we got a lot of hits with her talking about in her dog language about pet insurance, and that's something again individually tailored to her.
The thing you need to explain is so many of us have been under the misconception of the pet insurance industry is the way it was, and it's not the way it is today. And Summer can customize what you want with what your needs are for your pet. You have to really think, do I want just, preventative? Do I want emergent care? And Summer, you have choices about what they can do, and it's just not for the little puppy anymore, your new puppy. You can get it at, as they say, ages and stages, correct, Summer?
Correct. And I mean, what why I wanted to bring this up is because, again, as I said, I do a lot of reading. I've read recently that shelters are starting to become overflow situations because as more and more people are coming back to the office, the dogs, the cats that they got during the pandemic when they were at home and wanted company, all of a sudden now they can't care for. And it's started to become a problem in certain areas of the country.
Well, Summer, there's another part to that. People didn't realize when they did that the expense of pets and what it would be, whether it was just the food or the health care. And they've broken down a lot of articles out there. People just didn't realize what it really cost to have a pet. So with that being said, I think it's a great idea. Hey, what does it cost you? Give the office a call and see if that is something that's feasible. Because if anybody that's been caught in an emergency situation with their pet, and Summer, I know you've been there, I've been there, it's the wow factor. Basically, you walk in and they want your credit card first. So, you know, I guess that's the kind of thing where I say proactive instead of reactive also comes into play here.
For sure. And as you said, you know, it's tailored, so you take it to any vet. You can set the limits. You can set the deductible. And when you have, as Nan just said, that emergency visit at 2 o'clock in the morning to an urgent care for your pet, it's something nice to have. And it's actually not that expensive compared to, as you pointed out, the overall cost it is to have a pet now these days.
So I have to say, where's the easiest place to find you? Check out his Facebook page, always putting up information there. But his revamped new website is incredible. I mean, if you, whatever you need, you can find it on his website. And ultimately, it leads all paths to Summer. And again, Summer, you do what you do and you do it so well. I mean, I got a video coming up of you actually driving. You go north, south, east, and west. I've said this for years. If there's a need and somebody needs you, you are there, whether it's to get that signature or whether it's to drop off information. Kudos to you, buddy, because you really do take care of everybody.
Hey, we try to make it easy for them. Sometimes they can't come into the office or they're not tech savvy, so we go to them. That's part of the service that we provide.
Artificial intelligence will never replace real intelligence, and that's you, Summer.
That is, Rob, that's a great saying.
You're the best. And you can buy me dinner anytime in Aspen Mall. I'll go back.
Deal.
All right.
Deal.
Hey, Nan, real quick, tell the folks how they can get a hold of this gentleman.
OberNauerInsuranceAgency.com, OBERNAUER, InsuranceAgency.com. Check them out on Facebook at Pittsburgh Insurance Specialist or 412-489-6443. And he's just going to be back with us in a couple weeks. He'll be back in, over there in the air chair with us.
All
hey,
right.
Nan, one thing real quick. I hope you, everybody else who is celebrating Yom Kippur,
right,
has a easy fast. Lashana Tova, Happy New Year, and a healthy one to everyone.
Absolutely. God bless each and every one. Now, listen, on the other side, Marlene Dreskin is here. Dorothy's Candies as we continue. Nan Cohen, Total Talk. All right, let's get back. Nan Cohen, Total Talk, and tell everybody who is now entering the center stage portion of this program. Go ahead, Nan.
It's always Dorothy's Candies. Don't you know that, Rob? It's all about Dorothy's.
Absolutely. Always has been.
Well, let me tell you, we didn't make it back from the beach, but we're here at the condo. I got Marlene in the other room, and we are ready to roll. Mar, say hi.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here. It's a wonderful day.
It is a wonderful day. You guys, this is getting into that time of year, Halloween coming up, rolling into the holiday season, and this is go time for Dorothy's, is it not, Marlene?
It is. We are up and rolling, and we are getting ready for, believe it or not, Christmas coming along as well. But we're switching up. Summer is a little slower on the chocolate end, but we're getting in there now, and you'll be able to come in and get all the things that you love.
It's amazing when it gets almost like high tide there. Everybody's back, full staff's there. They are working, and it's really interesting because the slide into the holiday season, it starts back in August. They are rolling, just rolling along.
It's like 3.5 months to get things ready for the Christmas holiday. A lot of big corporate orders that people are sending out to their clients, to their employees, all of the family purchases. It's fantastic, and it gets very busy, and we love it.
You know, we started, before we came down here, I was at the store one day, and people were actually calling for turkey legs. It's like we slide out of Labor Day, and then all of a sudden people were that focused into, can I get a turkey leg? And Marlene's like, sure, no problem. We'll get them out. No worries.
They do know our schedule.
it was funny. But Mar, we should tell everybody how much fun we've had this summer with all of the new barks. Dorothy's Famous Bark line, the Barbie bark hit the ground running. And people were really surprised as we were telling people, this isn't a white bark. You've got to try this bark. And we had an experience down here, didn't we, Mar, at the beach?
Yes, we did.
We gave it to just people at the beach, and some of the lifeguards had it. And they actually were doing the They could not believe it. And they're like, it's outstanding. But they really fell for the Barbie bark, and then they fell for the s'mores bark, which we can't keep on the shelf.
No, that's true. That is a definite favorite. We are introducing different type flavors, but that s'mores bark, it's a definite flavor, favorite for everybody. And now is the perfect time.
Well, it's funny because it hit the campfires in the summer, mm-hmm. and people loved it. But now the reach is for the falls, you know, the fall area of the calendar. And they're sitting out. They've got the fires going. They've got the heaters on the patio. And, you know, sure, it doesn't take away from making a s'more. But let me tell you, this is absolute, heaven in a box. When you're applying the Dorothy's chocolate to it.
No, you're right. It's so easy to have that. It has all the elements of a s'mores that people use. It has the graham crackers, the marshmallows, the chocolate. It's a fantastic taste. And it just is, it's a convenience, the s'mores bark. And it's delicious.
Well, I'll tell you, things have really been popping down there. And the creative pieces, you know, it's always the happy blend of making all the traditional fine favorites that everybody loves with the way the world is changing with their tastes for chocolate. And just the other day, somebody had asked me about the dark chocolates, Mara, and unhealthy side of it. And we got into the cacao pieces, parts, and your Diva Divine line. And mm-hmm. they wanted to know a little bit more about it. Could you share a little bit of that line for us?
Well, the cacao, that's what people look for. You tend to think that it's more of a bitter chocolate, but it is not. It's if you have a good tasting cacao, it's wonderful. So it does help. It is better. It's not a light or a dark. It's just its own flavor of a cacao chocolate. So it is better for you, for your health. And we also have no preservatives on our chocolate. Which makes
it
nice.
On any of it.
No,
correct.
No, there's no preservative. So you put that in your hand or in your mouth, it's going to melt in just a few seconds. It tastes delicious.
And on the Diva Divine, you mix a lot of nuts with that and goji berries, I know.
We do.
And yeah, so it's a really, it's a different line. It's almost like a good protein bar, as I've grabbed the peanut butter cup to get it, but that's just a nice offering as well. And people are really apt to ask about that line. And I think it's really great it's such a part of a wonderful addition into Dorothy's.
Well, it's also nice too, because we do carry a sugar-free line which is wonderful. We have it's not a very, very large line, but we do have many fantastic tastes for our sugar-free, which is wonderful. I mean, I enjoy some of those pieces as well. So it's very, very good.
And I also found it interesting when we talk about the unique things that Dorothy's Candies does. We had an awful lot of things going out this summer for bridal showers, for wedding parties, chocolate bar. I mean, people really are celebrating Dorothy's. It's just grown so in leaps and bounds. I mean, customization to what your needs are. I was just surprised at some of the pieces and what people come in and what they want. And there you have it. Dorothy's made it happen.
Right. That's something that we can do. People do come in with certain suggestions, and we do our absolute very best to get them what it is they want. And we do have for graduation parties, for showers, for weddings and baby showers, and just all kinds of things, anniversaries. So we do. We will work with you, you know, to try to help make what it is you want. And if we can, we will go there. Sometimes, you know, it's a little out of, we're unable to get what it is they need for it. But basically, we've been able to help anybody who has come in with a suggestion for what they need. And we've been able to take care of it.
Well, I found it amazing that some of the anniversaries, there was a couple celebrating 75, there were some 75th mm-hmm. birthdays, there were some 60, 65. And when you grow up on Dorothy's, it's amazing that that's what they want to be represented at these different celebrations. And hey, I say kudos, but we did notice a big uptick in, and really they're coming in with their wants. I mean, one was, you know, anything from a peppermint cream, because that's what they grew up on, and we made that happen. But it's just very interesting to grow and listen to what the customers want and meet their needs for those occasions. It was really nice this summer.
We exist for the customers. That's what we're about. So we try our very, very best to give them what it is. And that's the most wonderful thing about Dorothy's. It's tradition for so many people. It's around. We're in our 76th year now. And there are people who are obviously, you know, were children whenever they were having this. Now they want it for their children, for their grandchildren, and especially for special occasions in their family, because it's something they have loved and they go with on every occasion or just whenever they feel they need a taste. You know, they'll
right.
come in and they'll
right.
get it. It's worth it to them.
And I also wanted to bring up the owner, Bob Gustel, wanted me to let everybody know that busy has picked up and he's looking yeah. for some nice smiling faces. If you want to join that friendly staff down there, we've got some part-time and full-time positions open. You know, you're growing and expanding and he would love to have some, new people down there. So if you're interested, please give the store a call. And Marthe can always call and ask because we are hiring. The number?
It's 412-678-2723. And that's what's interesting because some of these people have been there over 20 years and they're retiring. And we need to keep it going because we're only growing in what the
right.
people want. So if you have an interest.
And it's a sweet job, too, no doubt about it. We'll come back. One more segment with Nan Cohen, and Marlene Druskin is here, and it is Dorothy's Candy. And Nan Cohen Total Talk rolls on in just a moment on KDKA. Coming up next hour, it's Baird, Your Money and You, and then your Pratt Pack back at it with another edition of the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday Show. We'll look back at Pitt's loss last night, what lies ahead for the Panthers, also counting down to the Steelers in primetime tonight out in Vegas a little after 8, and the Pirates come back from a 9-run deficit, the biggest comeback in franchise history, to get a 13-12 win against Cincinnati. And we'll look back at the Allegheny Health Network Sports Medicine Friday night game of the week, in which Central Catholic was victorious over North Allegheny. We'll be joined by the respective coaches. First-year head coach for the Vikings out of Central Catholic, Ryan Lehmeyer, will be here, and my longtime friend from North Allegheny, truly one of the best in the WPIL. He is Art Walker Jr. All that's still to come today right here on KDKA. Good morning. All right, a couple of more moments on Nan Cohen Total Talk. Let's get back to Nan and Marlene. Nan.
Okay, Mar, let's tell him. What have we really been up to? We've been down at the beach playing around, and there isn't a candy store we don't stop in and peek and poke around. And I'll tell you, there's some other great chocolates, but nothing is like feeling at home like Dorothy's Candies. Agree?
Well, that's right, and that's why we've been around for 76 years. People absolutely love it. And we've gotten so many new customers. I mean, COVID was a bad situation for sure, but we ended up getting from across the country more customers because in their towns, their stores had closed down. So it's wonderful. I mean, there's always good taste out there, but we are definitely one of them.
And I'll tell you, I got to give it to the owner, Bob Gustel, because when he does stuff, he does it right. His heart is in everything. He's got some fantastic things come lined up for the fall. And I think he's got a big surprise coming to all the customers. Sometimes you got to just bring back what make what's old new again. And I'll leave it at that for to drop that hint. But you will be surprised for sure. Marlene's going to be on us all the way through the holiday season on KDKA, and we're just going to keep bringing it to you. Unfortunately, we couldn't make it to the studio because we got stuck here with Ophelia, but we had a beautiful, beautiful week up until she hit, and we're going to make our way back up there for sure.
Right, the season is hot and heavy.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing that, and I can't tell you, but the website, I want everybody, please check it out. You'll find one thing on that site. It's everything is delicious. Dorothy'sCandies.com. It's always on. Shipping, no problem. We've made it so easy with that new website. It's constantly dropping new photos in as they're changing because they had merged two sites into one. And so the photos are just so vibrant, and our posts are up there, and there's just so much information. We just make it so easy for you. And I know that as we're heading in, you know, I kind of was taken back by, you know, you want a turkey leg already? You know, hey, we're talking the cordial cherries. I mean, I was watching them make them before I left. I was in there, and it's just unreal, the right. essence of how important the holidays are and to what Dorothy's has just become part of it. And it's tradition. So he's doing what he always does best. He's going to make it special for everybody there. I can't tell you how many times we play with the new flavors and changing things up and refreshing some of the old product and new packaging. And it's just an evolution.
True. That's true, Nan, but he stays right with it. The recipes that have gotten us to 76 years that his mother created. It's wonderful. It tasted great back then, and it still tastes wonderful now. And that's why we're growing. We're growing more and more and still have all of the same customers that we used to have. It's very delicious. It's premium chocolate, and it's wonderful.
Hey, Mar, did you hear what Rob promised this year?
What did Rob promise?
You can't remember. Oh, he's coming down to Dorothy's. He's going to make his way down there.
I sure hope so. I would love to see him down there, and I know that he'll be very happy that he made it down.
It'll happen, I promise. It'll happen.
I hope so.
He made it to Aspenwall. He'll make it down to White Oak.
Right. I know he's farther out there, but he should do it. It'll be worth his time.
No doubt. Listen, Nan, we got about 2 minutes left. I'll let you wrap it up. But again, tell everyone it is the place, Dorothy's Candies, and how they can get there and everything that's about to unfold as the holidays are just around the bend. Go ahead, Nan.
Well, I think it's tremendous in the fact that Bob Gustel is going to make it special. Stay tuned, listen, watch Facebook.
get on the website because you've asked for it and everybody had such a great time. We're going to do it one more time. So what's old is what's new again. That's the hint for you.
Yeah.
Coming up, believe me, you've already called about the apples for the fall. They are going to be out. They're going to be, I will let you know. The website will let you know. Everything is popping down there. And remember, if you've got somebody, you refer somebody, you might just have a special surprise for you because we really could use some extra help down there. And it's a great place to work. And the perks, oh my gosh, they're delicious.
There you go. Chocolate.
They're delicious.
Right.
I always say, hey, Dorothy's Candies is always on. Marlene, give them the phone number.
It is 412-678-2723.
And that they're always answering the phones down there. Live, I want to say, majority of the time, unless they're on with somebody else taking that order or helping that customer.
That's all right, and that's why we need people.
I always end the show with, it's, you know, one bite and you'll know. It happens so often. And when we saw those lifeguards tasting the Barbie bark, of all things, they were just amazed, and we couldn't get them to stop in the moment because they were just taken away, blown away by how good that white chocolate was.
No doubt. Listen, you two, always a pleasure. Have a fantastic, safe trip home, and it's always a pleasure catching up with two of my favorites. There they go, Nan Cohen Total Talk, and Marlene Druskin of Dorothy's Candies. Also want to thank Summer Obernauer for stopping by this hour, and Nan will be with us as we roll into the holidays multiple times via each and every month through the end of the year, so please be listening for Nan Cohen Total Talk. All right, David Balerato getting ready with another look at local news at 10, and then it's all about finances and keeping your money secure for that finish line when you get to retirement and more. The best news and notes when it comes to investing, it's your money and you, because it matters to you. It's Baird, your money and you. That's next with your Pratt Pack on a Sunday morning at KDKA.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.